Welcome to our podcast, where we discuss how psychology and personal development interact. I'm Landile, joined by the 2024 Psychology Orders Community Group from the University of the Free State. Today, we aim to shift the focus from the perceived deficiencies to the inherent strength that individual possesses. It is common for us humans to become preoccupied with what we lack and the skills we feel we are missing, often overlooking the valuable resources at our disposal. Our objective is to help you recognize and cultivate these strengths, encouraging a mindset that prioritizes your abilities over your limitations. We hope that this discussion will not only motivate you, but also serve as a reminder of the significant contributions you are making in your work, particularly when you focus on the positive aspects of your responsibilities.
Let's start with our first segment on strengths identification and utilization. Understanding and using your strengths can significantly impact your ability to cope with challenges.
One notable researcher has found that shifting attention to our strengths can boost motivation and productivity. For instance, in a classroom setting, patience is vital when supporting learners with diverse learning needs. Thus, a patient teacher can demonstrate understanding and empathy, creating a supportive environment where learners can feel safe to express themselves and learn at their own pace. This strength enables the teacher to remain calm and composed in challenging situations, providing reassurance and encouragement rather than frustration. By modeling patience, the teacher can foster a positive classroom atmosphere, contributing to better learning outcomes.
Now, to identify your strength, consider the VIA CV from the VIA Institute on Character. This tool helps pinpoint your top character strength. So, what are character strengths? According to the VIA Institute, they are positive traits that help us thrive. They are like superpowers that we all possess in varying degrees. Just imagine if your top strength is empathy, you could use it to connect more deeply with your learners, creating a more supportive classroom environment.
Here's a personal example. A teacher named Mr. Thompson worked with a diverse group of learners, including many with neurodevelopmental difficulties. He recognized that empathy was his greatest strength. By tuning into his learners' feelings and perspectives, he created an environment where each child felt understood and valued. One day, during a particularly challenging lesson, Mr. Thompson noticed that one of his learners, Lily, was becoming increasingly frustrated and shut down. Instead of moving on with the lesson, he took a moment to really connect with her.
Let's do a quick exercise. Close your eyes and think about a recent challenge you encountered. Reflect on which of your strengths helped you overcome it. Was it your creativity, problem-solving ability, or perhaps your resilience? Recognizing and leveraging these strengths can make a significant difference in how you handle future challenges. By focusing on your strength, you can shift from feeling overwhelmed to feeling empowered. This shift can help you tackle stress more effectively and boost your overall job satisfaction.
Your strengths can further be amplified through using a resilience plan exercise. This includes incorporating the four S's of resilience: self-awareness, self-care, social support, and skills building. Self-awareness is crucial for recognizing how your traits impact your approach to challenges. For instance, if you notice stress affecting your teaching, self-awareness enables you to identify this early and take proactive steps, such as understanding that stress makes you less patient, which can help you implement strategies that address this, such as mindful breathing or adjusting your workload. Self-care supports your ability to leverage your strengths effectively. A teacher who practices self-care, such as taking breaks and maintaining a healthy work-life balance, is better equipped to harness their creativity and problem-solving skills. If you're feeling overwhelmed, taking a moment for self-care can recharge your energy and help you approach problems with a fresh perspective.
Another S is social support, which is also crucial. Imagine a colleague struggling with classroom management. By reaching out for advice and support from other educators, they can gain new strategies and encouragement. In this scenario, their strength in patience combined with social support help them develop innovative classroom management techniques. Lastly, skills building involves continuously improving and applying your strengths. For example, a teacher who builds on their creative problem-solving skills can turn challenges into opportunities for innovation and growth by consistently working on skills building, such as experimenting with new teaching methods or attending professional development workshops. You refine your ability to tackle future challenges more effectively.
Now, let's practice the resilience plan exercise. Think about a time when you faced a significant challenge. Where did you find support? What strategies did you use? What did you learn from the experience? And what solution did you discover? You can write these down and reflect on this question to help you build a toolkit for future challenges.
Resilience is not a fixed trait and can become a necessary tool in the face of adversity. Building resilience isn't about avoiding stress, but about developing the tools to handle it effectively. By integrating self-awareness, self-care, social support, and skills building into your resilience strategy, you can navigate challenges more effectively and transform them into opportunities for personal and professional growth. In summary, building resilience involves recognizing and using your strengths, reframing challenges, and setting achievable goals. By applying these strategies, you can handle stress more effectively and find greater fulfillment in your work.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope these tips and exercises will help you build resilience and stay motivated. Remember, you have the strengths and tools within you to overcome any challenge.
Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue exploring strategies to enhance well-being and exercising self-compassion. Take care and keep thriving.